Hello and welcome back to Dr. Quackers, and today we're reviewing Madam Web, the newest Spider-Man movie without Spider-Man from Sony Pictures. It has already earned the title of worst comic movie of all time. Now, after seeing it, I can see why. it's very, very bad. And this is an example I like to bring up when people would say She-Hulk's the worst thing they've ever seen for a comic book movie. And then I'm like, no, there's worse. And there will be worse. And here we are. here is worse. it's one of the most aimless and poorly written movies I've ever seen. It's also just waste the IP it's based on. Now, the idea of making a Venom movie makes sense to me, because he is one of the most popular characters from the Spider-Man comics. However, did I really need a movie dedicated to a character that isn't that popular, and almost zero general audiences will even know who she is? Now, I say that because the answer is no. But at the same time, I say this, I don't want, just because the character isn't super popular, to be the sole reason you don't make a movie. But it's because of movies like this why I maybe go, should we do that? Because without that, if we went with only doing popular characters, there are a ton of popular comic book movies that are really good, like Guardians of the Galaxy, that were based on characters that audiences really weren't that familiar with, and caused those characters to gain popularity due to their movie. So I say that when it comes to films like this. Did I need a bad movie about a character no one gives a fuck about? No. And now I know no one goes to make a bad movie, but they did it regardless, and this movie went through a ton of reshoots and changes, and it definitely seemed like it came out to die. Like, the Sony was just like, well, we need to put it out. We know it's going to be terrible. And it seemed even the cast members thought it was going to be bad. And people were already making fun of it at the Oscars. So, yeah. This movie's marketing is so misleading. The trailers for this movie made it seem like there was going to be a bunch of web-slingers. And there was only one, and it's the villain of the movie, who has one of the lamest motivations I've seen in a comic book movie. He has spooky dreams about these three girls that murder him. That's it. That's the whole motivation. He's like, I know they're gonna kill me somehow. Yep, that's the whole thing. He just wants to kill them before they kill him. For some vague reason. Why? I don't know. And then the movie still says, fuck you. And he gets defeated differently. Which kind of defeats the whole purpose of him wanting to take them down. Like, often, when someone tries to avoid the road, we'll end up going on it anyway. But not in this one. This one, he avoids it by getting killed by someone else. So, he was right? Is that what you're telling me? He was right? That if he just killed them, it would happen? Or if he stopped them before they became spider people, they couldn't kill him? I don't know. It makes no fucking sense. It's so obvious there was a lot of changes made to this movie. The plot is all over the place, and I didn't give a shit about any of these characters. They are stereotypical personalities, and most of them aren't even likable, especially the main character, who's played by Dakota Johnson, who turns in her worst performance I have ever seen from the actress. And I saw for 50 Shades of Grey. I didn't see the other ones because I stopped at one. she is so robotic, monotone, and bored throughout the whole movie. She makes the poor dialogue that much worse. I'm pretty sure the only reason people went to see this movie is because Sydney Sweeney was part of the cast. And she is one of the most popular actresses at the moment for unknown reasons. I just couldn't get into the story about a trio of teenage girls that will one day become web slingers at a random and vague date. I don't know how. They also introduce the worst ways someone has gotten spider powers in the mythos of the character. There are magic spiders in Peru that also have a tribe of spider people living in the jungle of Peru with them. It's so stupid. It makes no fucking sense. I'm never going to watch this movie again, to be perfectly frank. I saw this with a friend, and we just made fun of it the whole time because we went into it knowing it was probably going to be bad because we didn't see this opening night. All the reviews had already come out. I had seen clips of the movie, and I was like, but it was still worse than I thought it was going to be, and she felt the same. I don't fucking know. I never expected there to be a plot line where Madam Webb was EMT partners with Uncle Ben and went to Peter Parker's fucking baby shower. Who asked for this? Was it the first character they pulled out of a hat? Was that it? Would they just have a fuckload of Spider-Man characters in a hat? And they were like, the first one, like, oh, thank God, we pulled Venom first. And then they were like, okay, what's the next one? Madam Webb. Fuck. What the fuck are we gonna make a movie about that? Like, having Madam Webb in a Spider-Man movie would make sense. To be honest, most of my knowledge of Madam Webb is based on the 90s cartoon. I've read a decent amount of Spider-Man comics, but I haven't read a whole lot where she's a focal point of the storyline. Most of the comics I've read are with, you know, Venom. I love Venom because Venom's my favorite. Besides Spidey, obviously. And, you know, other ones where he's, like, fighting Green Goblin. You know, stereotypical Spider-Man storylines. I don't really go for the weird, trippy, like, multiversal Spider-Man shit, like, in the Spider-Verse. That's one of the few times where I was, like, super into the story. I prefer the ones where it's more character-driven. It's more about Peter. I like the smaller stories of Spider-Man. Yeah, she can work in a story, but not by herself, because she's not that interesting, to be perfectly honest. It's boring. The special effects are terrible. The scene where she just makes magic webs looks like a certain baby-making fluid. I remember sitting in the theater next to my friend, and I was like, does that look like baby gravy to you? Like, just a bunch of fucking strands of it? Oh, it's just so bad. So, I will say this. If you want to watch a movie that's so bad it makes you laugh, it's good for that. I laughed a lot while watching this movie. If you love terrible movies, watch this fucking movie. That's the only way I can recommend it. If you love bad times when watching a movie, you can watch this. And I've had way less fun watching bad movies, so I'll give it that. I at least had fun because I was watching it with a friend, and we got to make fun of it. If I watched this by myself, I'd probably have way more of a miserable viewing experience. I think that's the only way you can enjoy it. Watch it with friends, make fun of it. Maybe have some drinks, you know, if you're of age. Overall, I give this movie a 1 out of 10. It's definitely one of the worst comic movies of all time. I don't know if it's the worst. I'd have to watch all of the worst ones in recent memory. I still think I prefer other ones. But I saw Catwoman with Halle Berry. I've seen Steel with Shaq. I've seen Elektra. I've seen Daredevil. Daredevil's probably better than this one, though, if I remember correctly. I've seen Punisher Warzone, I think that's what it's fucking called. I've seen some stinkers. So, I don't know if I can give it that. Maybe I'll probably go back and watch some of the old ones. I've seen X-Men vs. Wolverine. I've seen Dark Phoenix. So, I don't know. I don't know if it's the worst one. I'll have to think about it. After I watch every comic book movie ever made on this podcast, I might have a more definitive answer. Which one's the worst? Is it one of the worst? For sure. Well, I hope you enjoyed this review. If you did, I reviewed a decent amount of other Spidey movies, so if you're interested in those kind of Marvel reviews, you can go check those out. I've also reviewed all kinds of other movies, TV shows, and anime, so if you want to check those out as well, it's highly appreciated. Also, you should drop a follow on whatever app streaming you through. That way you get a notification when I post a review. So, thank you, and I hope you have a fantastic day, my friend.